pyroradio.com.
Right about here, ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment that all of you have been waiting for. So are you ready for star time? Come on, let me hear it. Are you ready for star time?
I am ready.
Are we ready?
You ready, killer? Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready. Okay, let's begin.
Pyroradio.com.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Good evening. This is Trevor McDonald. Tonight, you're listening to DJ Yoda.
You get me.
PyroRadio.com.
It's happening right now in London. New York could be next.
The views expressed in this recording may or may not affect anyone at any time. If in doubt, do not operate heavy machinery and avoid sex with animals where possible. All rights to the recorded work preserved except for samples which we have stolen and the finest keeper's rule has been applied. Unauthorized copying, public performance, broadcasting, hiring or rental of this record is likely, but ultimately killing independent music and consequently may decide to kill you in return. Some songs may cause excessive excitement, premature ejaculation and herpes. If the problem persists, please consult your DJ. Make controlling traces on nuts.
I'm Nicole Finity. I'm here for pyroradio.com with DJ Yoda, who is Duncan. You're bringing out the next Fabric Live mix.
Yeah.
And that's coming out in April. Mm-hmm. So have you actually listened to quite a lot of the previous Fabric Live CDs?
I've listened to the ones that look like they would interest me, because some of them are really kind of totally irrelevant to my kind of music. Some of the more housey ones, I'm really ignorant about some house music. So I wouldn't even know if it's good or bad. So I've listened to the ones that kind of are relevant for me. Mm. People like Spin Bad and Craig. And Spank Rock and Diplo.
Yeah, it's been quite eclectic as well. It's been more and more eclectic as it goes on, and yours is like the icing on the cake for that.
Yeah, probably the most eclectic one. I don't know, actually, like listening back to like Spank Rock's one, that was pretty all over the place.
It was,
and
Diplo's
too was, yeah.
Yeah, I like the fact about yours that it goes very kind of like 1930s and then it goes like from that extreme to something really like hip-hop.
It wasn't purposely like I'm going to just try and play everything. It's more just like I wanted it to represent all the different types of music that influence me and that I play when I'm out. And that is a lot of different kinds of music, but the idea was to try and make that not sound too random and like there's some kind of order to it, like it's not just for no reason.
But it goes very well, but it is very eclectic, like it is a journey. You can tell it's a story of your life.
Exactly.
Sort of thing.
That a story of my life, I like that.
Cool. I'm working with lots of people recently. I know that you actually did some stuff with Dan Greenpeace, who's actually got a show on Pyro Radio. So how did that come about?
Like Dan, like, I used to live with him actually. Like
did you?
Yeah, we've always done music together, like way back since I was about 17 or something. And yeah, we did a whole bunch of mixtapes together and we always DJ together, so he's like my natural DJ partner.
You do come from the mixtape, vinyl kind of background.
I come from like a hip-hop background, really. I mean, just the whole of the 90s, I would just listen to nothing but straight hip-hop, like hip-hop. If it wasn't rap music, I didn't want to know at all. And then it's only been the last few years that I've just discovered, like, oh, wow, there's all these other kinds of music that I just didn't know anything about. So, yeah, it's been kind of an exciting few years for me, music.
Yeah, it's good to open up to that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, because you do come from that, like mixtape and vinyl background, do you still deal with that kind of thing, or have you moved more into like technology of what's going on at the moment?
Both. Like I think whatever I do, I always make mix CDs. Like I started off before like I was even a professional DJ, I was making mix CDs for myself, and then I was making mix CDs for mates and everything, and I'll always do that. Like I do that for myself anyway. Like I was always just press play and record and make a mix. It's just kind of naturally what I do always.
And you do the VJ thing, which goes with the mixing. How does that work? Do you use some kind of software that fires off the visuals as you mix, or how does that work?
Well,
I don't know about
there's
that
like
kind of
technology
thing, so.
Now that basically, okay, so you know what CDJs are, where
yes,
you can scratch
the
CDs,
just about.
Okay, well, there's them, but you put DVDs in them instead.
Oh,
so
right.
You can scratch with DVDs and mix with DVDs, so that's what I use. And like as soon as that technology came out, I was like, this is something that is definitely relevant for me, because before that existed, I was always putting samples from movies, like audio samples in my mixes, and always using bits of TV programs and stuff like that. So now I can do that with the video as well. I was like, okay, I'm jumping on this. This is right up my street.
Wicked. Yeah, it goes very well. It makes a big difference when you've got all the visuals going with it.
Yeah.
You've also got a single coming out as well, haven't you?
Well, I had like two singles out from my last album. The last one was with Jungle Brothers. It was called Playing Around. But now I'm recording tracks for a new album, so yeah, the next single won't be till that's ready, but it's about half done at the moment. Fabric mixes in April. The next thing to come out will be, I've done another cut and paste mix CD, so that will be later in the year, and then my second album.
Lovely. Yeah.
Busy year.
Cool. And also you've got the DVD out as well.
Yep, DVD out, and the tour as well in May with all the visuals and the scratching DVDs.
Well, also a bit of a festival circuit DJ, aren't
you? Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
Have you got any festivals planned yet?
So far, the definite ones are Bestival and Camp Bestival, Rockness in Scotland, but there's more about to be confirmed, so I don't think I can say quite yet.
Lovely. And you've got your launch night here at Fabric.
That's
on
right.
The 4th of April.
Yep, yep.
So people can check that out as well.
It's a really good lineup that night, so I'm excited to play with DJ Clever from America, who I'm a big fan of.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, MySpace, DJ Yoda UK.
Begin to belly dance, it's important that you create a positive dance environment.
Aggressive and violent than the slam dancing fad of the 80s. Teens call it fun, but parents beware. Three kids have already been killed and countless others injured. Jody Basketball has tonight's hard copy special investigation.
So you'll be able to get every fan on this album. As I say, go out to your local record store and buy it. If you do buy it, I wish you good luck. If you don't buy it, I wish you severe chest pain the rest of your life. And if that don't hold you, hemorrhoids up on your head.
What's up? This is DJ Yoda. You're listening to pyroradio.com. Aight.
Aight.